from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Once upon a time, the job of your local utility, say PG&E or SMUD in Sacramento, was simple: to sell you energy. Well, that business model is changing. Utilities are being asked to help people to buy less energy and to be more energy efficient. So if you've been thinking about insulating your attic or putting in some new windows, now may be the time, as Amy Standen reports.
The problem with his house, says Marco Serrani, is most noticeable at night after his two daughters have gone to sleep and he and his wife go watch TV in the living room.
We'll be so ridiculously bundled up with blankets and sweatshirts that it's almost comical.
The house is a single-story Mediterranean-style place near San Francisco's Ocean Beach, and it just doesn't work very well. Too hot in the bedrooms, too cold everywhere else. So the Serranis brought in a company called Recurve to see what might be done about it. Down in Serrani's basement, Recurve's Alex Giorgio is doing what's called an energy audit. He's trying to determine where all that heat is going and how the house could hold on to it better.
So there's no insulation down here. As you can see, the actual subfloor right here is where the people walk on. There's no insulation there.
If the Serranis decide to do any of this work, they'll get help paying for it from a new program called Energy Upgrade California. The way it works is that utilities, in this case Pacific Gas and Electric, help pay the costs of insulating customers' homes. If the Serrani family's monthly energy bill drops 10%, they'll get a $1,000 rebate. If it drops 40%, they'll get $4,000.
It's basically the concept that most of us in California live in homes that are not well insulated.
Diane Grunick is one of the people responsible for Energy Upgrade California. She was an appointee of former Governor Schwarzenegger to the California Public Utilities Commission, the state agency that oversees PG&E and other utilities.
And that the only way that we're going to change that is this massive effort that we literally think about going into just about every home in the state and improving them.
This will be voluntary and, as you might expect, expensive. To reach the first 52,000 homes, utilities throughout the state will spend $113 million, all of that collected from monthly utility bills. Then the federal stimulus will kick in another $160 million. But if the program succeeds, Grunick says the utilities, and by extension us, all save money.
Well, you add it up. On a large scale like California, and what they don't have to do is build power plants and transmission lines.
Of course, traditionally, building power plants and transmission lines is how utilities make money. So from an environmental perspective, energy efficiency makes a lot of sense. But what's in it for utilities?
What they want to know is, will the utilities make money from it?
Here in California, they do. That's because 3 decades ago, the state designed a system that would actually incentivize efficiency so that utilities make more money when they sell less energy. In fact, efficiency has become a very expensive endeavor, maybe even too expensive, according to Cheryl Cox. She's with the Division of Ratepayer Advocates, a group that's been critical of these utility programs.
Ratepayers since 2006, since the utilities have been administering the energy efficiency program, have spent about $7 billion. That will be through 2012.
And perhaps the biggest chunk of that has gone to pay for one single technology.
It's a lot of light bulbs.
Yes, compact fluorescent light bulbs. Since 2006, utilities have bought well over 100 million CFL light bulbs paid for out of our monthly energy bills. The bulbs were given away for free or sold at steep discount at hardware stores. But this program has been pretty controversial. On the one hand, CFLs are an easy fix. They use a quarter of the electricity that incandescent bulbs do, and they're easy to install. But on the other hand, says Cheryl Cox, a lot of people would have bought the bulbs anyway, even without the subsidies.
We need to take a step back and see how we can do energy efficiency more cost-effectively, value longer-term savings, not light bulbs that maybe last 2 years. Looking at how we can use those dollars more cost-effectively and more strategically.
And that is exactly what the new program, Energy Upgrade California, is designed to do. It targets not specific gadgets like light bulbs, but, says Diane Grunick, a person's entire house.
What's amazing is that we didn't all embark upon this 10 years ago.
Still, one thing everyone agrees on is that when it comes to energy efficiency, Californians have a lot to be proud of. Deborah Wang is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
I think the debate is really over whether the programs did an amazing job at saving customers money or if they just did a very good job.
She says despite bigger houses, more electronics, and more air conditioning, the average Californian still uses as much electricity as we did 30 years ago.
California has managed to keep its per capita consumption of electricity basically flat over the last 30 years, while the rest of the country has increased about 50%.
The hope is that Energy Upgrade California will help keep that strong track record in place. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Find out whether you qualify for Energy Upgrade California on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.